We're 88.5 KCSN. Jim Nelson here, and Great Lakes Swimmers have joined us this morning. They've released their fifth CD, New Wild Everywhere, in April, and they're here for a show at the Troubadour tonight. I'm joined now by Tony Decker, frontman, guitar player, songwriter, and longtime only full-time member of the band. We'll get more into that in a minute. And I want to say hello to Tony. How are you today?
I'm feeling great.
Enjoying your time in LA so far? What time you've been here?
So far, so good, yeah.
Great, great. Now, bring us up to date, Tony, because as I mentioned a second ago, really, over the course of the five albums that you've recorded, you're the one person, if I've done my math right, you're the one person who's been there for all of them. So bring us up to date. Who's the current lineup and how long you've been playing with each of them?
Sure. Well, the first record, Great Lakes Swimmers, basically started off as a solo project. Our first record came out in 2003, and it was basically a vehicle for my songwriting. I had always kind of envisioned a band. For the next record, that's when our guitarist and banjo player Eric Arneson came on board. So he's been with us the longest. But basically, this current lineup was the touring band for our previous record, Lost Channels. That was our fourth record. This new one is our fifth one, New Wild Everywhere. And this is the lineup that's been playing together for about 2.5 years now.
Great, great. And so does this feel sort of like a permanent for now kind of a lineup for you?
Permanent for now.
Okay.
No, it feels like the most permanent, actually. These guys, I hope this is the old and gray version of the band.
Good. Well, this is a nice lineup you got here. And our listeners on KCSN have been hearing one example of that for, several weeks now. Easy Come, Easy Go from the new album, New Wild Everywhere, from Great Lakes Swimmers. And you and Miranda Mulholland and Eric Arneson, nice enough to come down and actually play for us here in the studio today. So let's go ahead and listen to right now a live version of Easy Come, Easy Go from Great Lakes Swimmers, recorded right here at KCSN.
And easy go, That's what they say when they're about to go broke. So try not to choke. Put your arms around me and don't ever let go.
KCSN, Great Lakes Swimmers in the KCSN studios there with a live sort of scaled down version of Easy Come, Easy Go, a song from their new album that you've been hearing here for quite some time. The new album from Great Lakes Swimmers, New Wild Everywhere, and we're here with Tony Decker this morning. Tony, lead singer, songwriter of this song, Easy Come, Easy Go. We've been hearing it a lot on KCSN. What's that song all about for you?
Well, the song started off as a demo that we did after we got off touring from our last album. We had a really busy time on Lost Channels, and it was one of the songs that we did a demo of because I really wanted to capture some of that chemistry that we really had developed over the course of years of touring together, and we decided to do it just kind of for fun, you know, right after we got off the road, and I put it away for a while. And then we started recording the new album and started playing it again, and it put a really big smile on all of our faces, and it was just a really fun one to play. And as far as the content itself, it's more or less a song about trying to find that kind of center in the midst of a chaotic world.
Mm. It's got a great vibe, great energy to it. Easy Come, Easy Go, we're talking about with Tony Decker from Great Lakes Swimmers. And Tony, you have, I believe you're on a quest to set the Guinness Book of World Record for the most distant and wild places to record music. And then yet, with this new album, you've changed pace completely from your previous records, and you've actually recorded in a studio. Except for one song. One song, I'm guessing you had a band meeting and said, what's the weirdest, wildest place we can go record The Great Exhale? Is that how that came about? Tell us where you recorded that and what you had to do to accomplish a recording there.
Sure. Well, that song was recorded in an abandoned subway station on the Toronto Transit Line. It was a disused station below a functioning station. And we had heard about it because they do use it for films and things there. I've always wanted to record in the subway. You have these acoustics down there, right? So we basically transformed this unused subway station into a recording studio. The idea was that we were going to record a separate EP down there as a kind of bridge between our location recordings and the new record. But we ended up liking that track so much that we dropped it in to the mix with the rest of the record and really liked how it was flowing and everything. So it was a pretty intense little session for that song because we had to load in after midnight, and we were down there for 3 days, or actually I should say 3 nights, because recordings were completely nocturnal and we had to wait until the train stopped. So
sure, or you'd have ambience you weren't looking for.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, you're not going to unfortunately have that same ambiance in the version that we're about to hear, but this will be cool nevertheless, recorded in the KCSN studios as opposed to an abandoned subway station. This is Great Lakes Swimmers with The Great Exhale on KCSN.
Look at the names carved into the rocks. Look at the days when they were lit up. Brushing my hair and I feel their age. years of radiance, years of rain. And the world stops spinning when you stop spinning. And sighs when you sigh, when you sigh. I'm coming home, so leave the light on for me. I'm drawing over the luminous veil. When I get in, I will see you all there. I'm drawing on the great exhale. Translating names of lost families. Somebody's sleeping and you should not wake. Drifting whispers over damp clay. And the world stops spinning when you stop spinning. When you sigh, when you sigh. I'm coming home, so leave the light on for me. I'm drawing over the luminous veil. When I get in, I'm drawing on the great exhale. Wide open spaces, been asleep a long time, punctuating places. So leave the light on for me. I'm drawing over the luminous veil. When I get in, I will see you all there. I'm drawing on the great exhale. I'm soaring in on the great exhale.
Member supported 88.5 KCSN. Jim Nelson here with Tony Decker of Great Lakes Swimmers, and that's a new song from them, just recorded live right here in the KCSN studios, not in the subway station like they recorded it for the album, New Wild Everywhere, but that sounded great nevertheless. Tony, you guys are in town for a show tonight at the Troubadour. We'll talk more about that in a second. Wanted to ask you briefly, you brought up your last album, 2009, Lost Channels was the name of the album. That album got you a nomination for a Juno Award, which is the Canadian version of a Grammy, if you will, so people down here know what we're talking about. You also showed up in the top 10 with that album of one of the big Billboard charts here in America as well. And I'm wondering, when you think about a Juno nomination and top 10 chart play and things like that, does that feel like a modicum of success to you, or does it feel like pressure to, oh my God, I got to do this again now?
No, I didn't feel any pressure from it at all. I just, for me, it's all about the song and about the artistry and writing a good song and delivering it in as best way as possible. And so, yeah, no, it was a really exciting run on that record for sure. But I didn't put any pressure on myself to sort of live up to anything in my mind. For me, it's been a continuous thing for the last 10 years or so, building towards writing these songs. So yeah, not really any pressure on my end, you know?
And do you feel like New Wild Everywhere, now that it's out, that it has to sort of live up to any expectations as a result of those successes on the last album? Or are you comfortable with it just being a piece of music and that's the end of the story?
To me, it's a piece of music and it's a piece of artwork, and I'm very proud of it. And I see it as a continuum of the records that we've been releasing, but I certainly don't feel that it needs to, you know, like top the last thing we did. You know, it's their songs.
That's for the critics and chartmeisters too. I'll worry about later, right?
we'll leave all that to them.
Okay, cool. We're going to play, one more song that you guys have recorded here in the KCSN studios. First, a reminder to the listeners, we're talking with Tony Decker from Great Lakes Swimmers. They're at the Troubadour tonight for a show, and if you'd like to know more about what's going on with Great Lakes Swimmers and their new album, New Wild Everywhere, it's pretty obvious, greatlakeswimmers.com, and that's Great Lake with no S, swimmers.com. We're going to close out with a song that we started playing here for our listeners as well. It's the title track, New Wild Everywhere. I want to, first of all, thank you so much for you and Miranda and Eric for coming down and visiting with us today here at KCSN. As we lead into this last song that you guys have recorded for us here at the KCSN studios, I'm feeling like the song title, the album title, New Wild Everywhere, that in that you're using the word wild as a noun here rather than an adjective. How's that? Am I correct about that? And what's the story going on there?
Well, I think it can be looked at in a couple different ways. I like lyrics that can kind of, you know, conjure up different ideas, you know, and kind of encourage you to look different ways at it. But really, the song was born sort of coming to terms with that spark in nature when you feel that the natural world is on the cusp of something. That was really the initial spark of the song.
And interestingly, it's a theme that every songwriter tackles all the time. So, wait, no, that's not it at all. That was a unique song theme right there. That's very interesting. Let's listen to the song now with what Tony just said in mind and see how that all plays out. It's the title track, recorded live right here in the KCSN studios, Great Lakes Swimmers, New Wild Everywhere. Tony, thanks for coming down, and have a great show tonight, and we'll see you next time you're in LA.
My pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Very much. Great.
Static, whisper in the dark, colors burning brighter, hunger for the spark, shadow thrown, light unknown, and calling on the hearts to challenge the alive and summon the asleep. And the sun sinks over the big smoke, and the sky explodes on a shuddering lake. There's a new wild feeling dancing in the air. There's a new wild everywhere. There's a new wild feeling dancing in the air. There's a new wild everywhere. Rocks jump and jitter, surface roots, dream the clay and water, and simmer up the shoots. The weather breaks, spirit shakes, and something switches on. Running with abandon, rushing out and gone. And the sun sinks over the big smoke, and the sky explodes on the shuddering lake. is a new wild feeling dancing in the air. There's a new wild everywhere. There's a new wild feeling dancing in the air. There's a new wild everywhere. Fly up to the heavens, anchored in the clouds. Fly beyond the night, above the blooming suns. The bays and cries, new young lights, passion and light. Take and fly to raven heights, to turn on and shine. And the sun sinks over the big smoke, and the sky explodes on the shuddering lake. There's a new wild feeling dancing in the air. There's a new wild everywhere. There's a new wild feeling dancing in the air. There's a new wild everywhere.
KCSN, recorded live right here in the KCSN studios. That's Great Lakes Swimmers from the new album, New Wild Everywhere. That's the title cut. Thanks again to Tony, Miranda, and Eric from Great Lakes Swimmers for stopping by and chatting and playing some music for us here on 88.5 KCSN.